So I have a question. How are small business owners like us, who are spending 60 plus hours a week working in our businesses and are still struggling to make ends meet, who have no time to spend with family, friends, or the things we value most in life, who feel trapped inside of our businesses and it is consuming our lives? How do we get the freedom to be able to work on our businesses and not in them? That is the question. This podcast will give you the answer. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. What's up, everyone? Welcome to today's podcast. My name is John Nichols, and this is Expansion Code Radio. So today we are doing a continuation of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. We're in Chapter 2, Law 2, and it is the Law of Awareness. The Law of Awareness says that you must know yourself to grow yourself. And I really love this. This book I probably read about 7 years ago. And it's one of these books that just changed my life. Because at the time, I really had no self-awareness at all. Because I had no self-awareness, I kept falling into these traps and I couldn't change myself. I couldn't grow. So I had to start doing something about my awareness. It was one of these things that was, I don't know, I'm not going to say self-fulfilling prophecy, but I had to do something to actively change my awareness. Because I used to be a very angry person. And I've since gone through a big change on all of that. And I'm not nowhere near as angry as I used to be. So the thing is that I started developing my awareness. And I've talked about this on another podcast before, but it is called the red Jeep exercise. And so basically what this does is that this is a great little starter exercise for you to start developing your awareness of yourself. And so the great thing about this is that you tell yourself about 50 times, you said out loud, I'm going to see red Jeeps today. 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 And you just repeat this multiple times before you leave the house. Now, what's going to happen is that you're basically putting a command into your subconscious mind. And then your subconscious mind is going to be like, okay, we're going to start noticing red Jeeps because that's what you want to do today. So whenever we're out and about, and we're going to start looking for red Jeeps today. And the cool thing about that is that you can put commands into your subconscious mind and it will just run them. So have you ever left work and next thing you know, you're home and you don't really understand how you got home? Well, what happens is that your subconscious mind helps you drive and lets your conscious mind think on its own instead of having to consciously think about certain things. Now, your conscious mind is still aware of things that are out of the ordinary from your routine of driving home. But your subconscious mind has that routine. Your subconscious mind runs routines all the time that you don't even think about stuff. Just like, how about if you're in the shower washing? Have you ever got finished washing in the shower and rinsed off and everything? And you're just like, did I wash my hair? I'm not sure. And that's because your conscious mind was thinking about some other things. And your subconscious mind was telling your body to wash. And so the thing about it is that these are things that happen in our subconscious mind. Well, you can train your subconscious mind to give you cues or to let you know when something is happening. And you can train it. Just like for me, I've trained my subconscious mind that whenever I get upset or mad about something, that it lets me know. It gives me awareness. I'm aware now that I'm upset or mad. Now I can make a choice on how long I want to be upset or mad about something, because that's just a feeling. And you can make a choice on certain types of feelings, especially negative feelings. And so the big thing is that you can go through and fix these things. And that's what I've done over time, is that I've I've basically developed my subconscious mind, my awareness, that whenever I want to have a choice on something, I train myself to do it. And that red Jeep exercise is a great way to start this whole process. It is just a really fantastic way because it's a really easy exercise. And then you can pick things that you want to be self-aware about, that things that you want to change in your life. And then you, every day you get up and you tell your subconscious, these are the things I want to be aware about. These are the things I want to be aware about. These are the things I want to be aware about. And then your subconscious mind takes those in and it just runs the action. Your subconscious mind loves to run routines because that's what it does. Because your subconscious mind does things for you. Just like on any other day, if you didn't do the red Jeep exercise, unless you was a red Jeep enthusiast, you wouldn't pay attention to them. You know, sometimes you do if you're sitting at a traffic light or something. But most of the time when you're driving, you're not going to pay attention. If you're on the interstate, you're looking to get to your destination. That's what you're doing. and so your subconscious mind, if you've been there before, you can tell your subconscious mind, listen, we're going to take this route. And your subconscious mind says, great, I'm going to run the routine. And that's what it does. So awareness is really crucial. So you must know yourself to grow yourself. And that's only through awareness. So who exactly are you? And do you have a sense of direction? Well, the thing is that through awareness, you will know who you are. And through awareness, you will have a sense of direction. That's for certain. So John Maxwell in this book talks about a guy named Henry M. And so he was born in 1926 in Hartford, Connecticut, and he suffered from epilepsy, and he suffered from debilitating seizures, and he couldn't hardly function throughout the day. And so he underwent this surgical procedure to where they went in and removed a portion of his brain. The good news is that this cured him of all of his seizures, but it had a horrible side effect to it. The horrible side effect was that he had no short-term memory. He lost all his short-term memory. So in order to grow, you have to have short-term memory, because short-term memory turns into long-term memory. You can't get to long-term memory without short-term. And so basically, Henry M. was stuck in time, and he couldn't learn or grow any at all. And so that was a really sad thing. So the thing about it is that he couldn't develop any awareness. He couldn't grow. He couldn't learn anything. He couldn't remember what he ate for breakfast. He couldn't remember if he tied his shoes. He couldn't remember if he bathed. He couldn't remember anything. Nothing that was short term could he couldn't remember it, any of it. It was just the craziest thing ever. So Maxwell talks in the book here about to grow yourself, you must know the following things. You must know your strengths. You must know your weaknesses. You must know your interests, and you must know your opportunities. And that there is another self-awareness piece, opportunities, to understand what are opportunities and what are not opportunities. And that can be a total podcast on its own, because I could talk for 20 or 30 minutes just about opportunities alone. But it's one of those big things that you're really going to have to understand. If you know these four critical areas of your life, it tells you where you are. So let me go over those again real quick. Your strengths, your weaknesses, your interests, and your opportunities. Knowing these four critical areas of your life tells you where you are. And so you can move forward then. And to reach our full potential, you must know where you are and then where you want to be. And it's all about moving forward. It really is. And so there's things that you have to develop in life. This awareness is so highly important. So there's three kinds of people when it comes to finding direction. The first one is people who don't know what they would like to do. These people are confused. The second one is people who know what they want to do but don't do it. These folks are frustrated. And then the last one is people who know what they want to do and do it. And these people are fulfilled. So where are you at in life? Are you the confused? Are you the frustrated? Are you the fulfilled? And I've been in both. I've been in all three before. And I really think that the most hardest one to be in is people who know what they want to do but don't do it. And the reason why that normally happens is because of fear. Fear plays a huge factor into this stuff. And that's the reason why people get frustrated, is because they're fearful. So the thing is that we want to become aware of our own identity. And what this does is that it will help you become passionate and purposeful in life. And when you are passionate and purposeful in life, you will have a sense of being fulfilled. So the thing is that what does it mean to be personally aware? And I've told you that with me a couple of times, is that it really is learning how to grow and how to change the things that you want to change in life that you don't know what or how to do it. So if you're aware of it, then you can change it. Then you have the one thing I love about awareness is that it gives you that, those choices in life, in those crucial moments to where you know that you're upset or happy or sad. And it tells you that you have more than just a choice of reacting to whatever you're feeling at the moment. You know, I don't want to ever be that person that acts strictly on my feelings alone. And that there is my natural personality. I'm born in August. I'm a Leo. I'm a ID on the DISC profile. I'm a passionate person, a crazy passionate person about things. And when these things happen, you know, traditionally I have fallen to reacting to my feelings. But through self-awareness, it has given me the tools to be able to just not react, but to have a choice on what I'm going to react about and how I'm going to react. And it's all about putting things into your subconscious mind that gives you clues or gives you, it's like a little earmark on a book, you know. It says, bing, oh, you're really mad now, John. You need to stop and think and then make a conscious choice on what you're going to do. And sometimes I react to the way I feel. Other times I calm myself down. And sometimes I may have to take a moment or two. Sometimes I may have to turn around and say, hey, listen, I'll be right back in 5 minutes. I got to get myself calmed down so we can have a conversation because I'm upset. That's happened with my son multiple times. Me and my son are so much alike. And that's the reason why we butt heads so much. And I love this guy so much. But, you know, it's hard sometimes fighting with yourself. And getting upset with who, with when you're able to see yourself in someone else, it can be a devastating process, or it can be a really joyful thing. It's just all about how you look at it and what you get and what's going on in the moment. So the thing about it is that you really have to be purposeful about developing your awareness. If you do this one thing in life, it will change your life for the better always, because then you give yourself choices in life instead of just reacting to what's happening in the moment. All right, so let me move on with John Maxwell. What would you like to do? So So the thing about it is that I'm going to ask some questions here or have some statements here. This is the question of the direct passion, right? There is a definite connection between finding your passion and reaching your potential. And it's all through self-awareness. So if you're able to get that connection and find your passion, you will tap into and you can reach your potential. And reaching your potential is one of the most awesomest things you can ever do in life. Maxwell's got another book out that talks about reaching and tapping into your potential. And it's a little bitty small book. It's a little short read. It's a great little read. The next one is, can you do what you would like to do? And sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. Dreams are necessary for success. But not every dream is possible due to its limiting natures. So the thing about it is that I did a podcast about the difference between dreams and goals. And you need dreams in order to help define goals. But the thing about it is that you normally can't ever make a dream a reality without changing it into a goal. So do you know the difference between what you want and what you are good at? That there's another great question. Do you know what drives you and gives you satisfaction? If you really want to accomplish things in life, if you really want to tap into your awareness and stuff, figure out what drives you and then ignite that passion inside of you, because everybody has something that drives them, that makes them want to be better. And if you find that and you tap into it, and you let it go, because most people, they hold back their drive because they're afraid. And this is manufactured fear, which ends up creating a manufactured crisis, because there's no true fear there. If you let your drive go, it will give you the satisfaction you need to move forward. So do you know what values and priorities are? What is your organization's values and your priorities are? And so, you know, if you're able to add your values into these and your priorities, then you're able to really move forward and create goals and then actually be satisfied in life at some point. So, excuse me. So we're going to move on. Do you know why you want to do what you would like to do? This is the motivation question. These are the motives. And so the thing is that when you're moving through life and trying to accomplish your goals, what is the motivation behind that? Because the thing about it is that if you don't have the right motivation, it's going to become a disaster. It will just be a huge train wreck. And so I do the things I do. The reason why I have so many businesses and things is that I don't do it for the money. I know the money will come, but that's not my focus. It's not the money at all. My focus is serving people. My motives is to serve people. My motives is to make everybody around me the best version of themselves that they can be. And if I can help facilitate that, I will. And it's a really big deal to me that I go through life and I really try to help facilitate people. You know, if I can be a facilitator into someone's potential, because it's really weird. God has given me a great vision to where I'm able to look at someone and have a conversation with them and see potential that they have inside of them. Because it's the really cool thing about potential is that God, from the day we were born, has given us all the potential we will ever need to be whatever we want to be. We just have to tap into it. We already have it inside of us. And the only thing that I love to do is I just like to help facilitate that. I like to help people pull the veil from their eyes and so that they're able to see clearly and see certain things. I had a lunch with a friend of mine yesterday. I mean, a breakfast with a friend of mine yesterday. And he was stuck and he was just like, you know, I want to be able to monetize this. And he just said, but I don't know how. I just don't know how to do it. And so I helped him. I helped facilitate his potential in this by just removing the veil so he could see clearly. And I didn't tell him anything that he didn't already know, because as soon as I helped him remove that veil, his mind clicked on and he started going 90 miles an hour. And so now I brought the awareness of what he needed to do, because I don't know his industry. He's in real estate. I know literally zero about real estate, but I was able to help him look at this in a different perspective. And once he was able to look at it in a different perspective on what he can do, it clicked with him and he was able to move forward immediately. He started writing down things and we talked a little more. And then, I could just see in through his eyes, the gears in his mind just running, just clicking away, just going. And it was just one of the most satisfying things in the whole wide world. And you know, we met for about an hour and 45 minutes and stuff. And it was just great to see that he now understands some of the potential he has inside of him. And now he has the awareness of it. Awareness, when you have awareness, becoming, you know, awareness helps you make the choices you need to make. It clears up being confused. And the thing about it is that when you have awareness, it makes you very conscious of what is happening to make those choices. That's the reason why you have to change. That's the reason why you have to train your subconscious mind to let you know, to let your conscious mind know that, hey, this is a time for you to make a choice. And so you can train your subconscious mind to do these things. There's all kinds of books out there. There is all kinds of things. Bob Proctor is one of the people that that I've read that helps, that talks about the subconscious mind and how you can train it to help you be more aware of stuff. So you can look into Bob Proctor, Dr. Bob Proctor, that. And so anyhow, and then when you are aware, then you're able to take action on things. And then when you take action on things, then you can have some accountability. And that's the great thing about awareness, is that once you have that conscious peace in your mind, then you have to take action on it. And then you have to understand the action that you've taken on this, you are accountable for. So before, give you my example. So before, whenever I would have a argument with my son, I would say things to him that would bring him to anger. And then he would say more stuff back to me that would bring me to anger. And then it was just like adding fuel to a fire. It was like just throwing gasoline on it and throwing more gasoline on this fire, And I would get to a point to where I was just at a crazy rage. And the thing about it is that I couldn't let go. And then I just had to walk away at some point. Something inside of me snapped and said, walk away, John, or you're going to do something that you can't take back. And so when that happened, I would literally just have to say, hey, I've got to walk away from this at this point in time. And I had an incident to where I basically, I broke. I literally emotionally, mentally broke at this one point with my son. And I had to pull the vehicle over. I remember very clearly we were coming back from Dollywood. And I had to pull the vehicle over and I literally had to walk away, stop the vehicle, get out, walk away, and just get all these crazy emotions out of my system. And after that, I was just like, I've got to develop something. I've got to change something because I can't live like this with him, because now I'm starting to develop negative feelings towards my son, and I should never, it should always be love. And that's when I started trying to develop my awareness of when I'm in these situations with him, I got to give him love. I got to give him grace. I got to love the person and condemn the actions. And I want to say that again, love the person, but you can't condemn whatever actions they are doing. And if you go at it in that form or fashion, you can move forward and you can help someone out. And you can be like, because this is what I say to my son, Cooper, I love you so much. I love everything about you. But the thing that you did here, I don't like. It's bad. And so I love you, but the action you did, I don't like. So what are we going to do to start changing this? Because you know that what you did was not the right thing. And once you separate the action from the person, then you can really start getting to people. You can, it's part of loving someone. And this has just been a huge, I mean, it's changed my relationship over the past 7 years with my son. My relationship with him is night and day now. I'm not saying I don't still get upset and mad, but I have that awareness now with him that I'm able to make a decision instead of just losing my mind. So anyhow, so I really hope this chapter has been really helpful for you guys. If you haven't read this book, I really encourage you to. I'm going to be going through all 15 chapters of this through the month of December. So the book is The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John C. Maxwell. It's a great little read. The chapters are pretty short. But this right here will really help you open up your eyes, and because this is a personal self-help book to help you move forward in your life. So I really hope you get a copy of this and start reading along with the chapters and listening to what I'm saying. Because the thing is some of the stuff I talk about is directly in the book, and other things aren't. I go off on my own. So thank you for listening, and folks, I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much for joining me today and listening to this episode. Hopefully, what I shared with you will help you in your business journey as we share to help others expand their minds, businesses, and profits. If this episode did help you, be sure to share it with someone else that you know that it will help. We can only achieve our mission if we share it with others and always give first. I hope I can also help you even further by sharing my resources. It is a page that contains all the digital assets we use to expand our business and to help us free up time. The great thing about this page, it is completely free. Just go to resources.expansioncode.com to get your free access. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a fantastic day, my friends.